Chapter 29. It had become clear to every bird or reptile that dwelt in the caverns beneath the hill that their fate was sealed in more ways than one, with the monster Balis blocking the exit tunnel. As yet, the snake had not entered the main cavern. He lay in the passage, sometimes half-conscious, but often hissing wildly, writhing and smiting the passage walls as the infected wounds grew more agonizing. The huge reptile's head had become a grotesque vision of ugliness, swollen and bloated, with broken hedgehog spines, the lips and nostrils inflated with poisonous secretions. Even the blind blue-white eyes suppurated, leaking poison, which was not natural snake venom. All the inhabitants of the main cave, with its boiling pool and sulphurous atmosphere, crowded into the rear cavern. Their fear of Corvus scared the doom-white chieftain was overcome by the terror of Balis, whose abhorrent head could be seen lurking in the tunnel. Corvus Skir was now a leader only by his size and savage fighting skills. The reptiles, snakes, lizards and toads concealed themselves in corners and crannies of the inner cave already. They were being used as a food source by the army of carrion birds, who could no longer hunt outside for their needs. The only hope Corvus cherished was that the snake would finally die in the tunnel and not enter his caverns. He perched on the rock above the bottomless dark lake, with the smooth snake Sicaris at his side. Sicaris knew that the only safe place to be was by the big raven. He was her sole protection, with so many scavenging carrion about. Corvus peered into the watery depths as he asked his smooth snake,
"Ah, where is the Wells? I would hear what it has to say."
Sicaris watched the surface of the lake, commenting,
"Wells must be offered food."
Without looking up, the doom-white tyrant issued an order.
"Harak! Bring food for my Wells."
None of the carrion moved from their perches. Corvus looked up then, raking the birds with his fierce eyes.
"Yaka! I said bring food! Any reptile will do! Quickly!"
Still, there was no movement from within the feathered ranks. Viku, the crow leader, was nearby, his damaged wing hanging uselessly. Drawing himself up, Corvus towered over the wounded crow.
"Ha! Tell them to do as I command!"
Viku bowed his head.
"Ah, Lord, why should these birds find food for a fish? If they cannot leave to hunt outside, they will need the reptiles to feed upon."
Corvus lashed out with his wicked talons, felling his once faithful servants. Overtaken by rage, the big raven struck Viku a barrage of blows with his heavy, lethal beak, crying harshly,
"Rat-a-tat! I will be obeyed! I am the great Doomwhite!"
Crows, rooks, jackdaws and chuffs flew screeching harshly from their perches, seeking the upper rocky crags close to the ceiling. Corvus placed his talons on the dead Viku, calling to them.
"Yaka! Death to all who disobey me! This one will feed my Wells. Watch and witness the wrath of your great Doomwhite!"
Dragging the dead crow leaders to the lake, he flung Viku into the water. The carcass floated on the dark surface momentarily. Then the water exploded as Wells came rushing upward and engulfed the offering. Corvus strutted over to Sicaris.
"Hayak, now you will speak to Wells. Ask if Balis will die soon."